This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save $20 plus get free shipping on the Gen 40 Heater now at EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEHEATER. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president has said that basically they want to even pay reparations to people who came illegally. Just think about that. You as an American, you get higher gas prices.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
Looks like we're going to need some gas.
Oh, well, how much gas do you think is in there right now?
Well, it's on E.
No, look, oftentimes, Jerry, he lends me his car, and I find myself in a situation where the car is almost out of gas. But for a variety of reasons, I don't want to be the one responsible for purchasing costly gasoline.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Without being too unkind, she's an absurdity.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The WRKO, Disabled American Veterans Radiothon, is continuing all day today. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. That's davma.org or go to 978-632-1985 to donate. It's a great cause, and we'll have another veteran on with us later on in this hour. But right now it's time for the Chump Line.
This is Kamala Harris. If these stupid Frenchmen do not understand my accent, I will yell at them.
You know, she is a great insurance policy, though, for Joe Biden, right? They always say that about a weak vice president, but they don't get much weaker than Kamala Harris. But on the other hand, they don't get much weaker than dementia Joe Biden either, do they?
President Biden lays a wreath today on the tomb of the unknown soldier, because after all, if it's unknown, President Biden probably is the one who doesn't unknow it.
He is just so weak, so very weak, and he just keeps repeating the same lines over and over again. Satchel Paige, McDonald's, Satchel Paige, McDonald's, etc., etc. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Albert Einstein: if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. In other words, when people don't understand your message, it's not their fault, it's yours.
Now that Brian Williams has retired, he should have time to reimagine his career.
Someone sent me an email today and said, is there going to be some kind of program for Liars Anonymous, L.A.? They could all go to it. You know, all these people that have made up these stories. You know, Hillary Clinton would be there. Hillary Clinton, Richard Blumenthal, Joe Biden, he would be there as well, wouldn't he? Kamala Harris, for that matter. Remember, she was on the little school bus. She was the little black girl on the school bus, but it turned out there was no school bus in those days, et cetera, et cetera. It'd be a big group. They'd need a couple of wooden churches basements.
13 rhinos inside a Trojan horse voted with the left to change America's course. This is a scourge the right must purge, and that means all the way down to its source.
That's Limerick guy. He really hates rhinos. He's always saying, I should go after rhinos harder than I do. Maybe I should. Now it turns out that those rhinos were getting tens of thousands of dollars from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which used to be a Republican organization, used to represent Main Street America. Now they represent Big Tech America.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Today is Veterinarian's Day, when we honor the brave troops who served in combat, like Richard Blumenthal, Tom Harkin, and Robert Hogan, the guy in that new documentary about World War II. Not a joke.
Who knows? That could be Joe Biden for all we know. By the way, there's a rumor going around today, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, that he plans to spend Thanksgiving on Nantucket. And this guy that texted us in says that they're already making plans for use of steamships to get trucks over, and they're calling in troopers, et cetera, et cetera. Does Nantucket really deserve that? I mean, they did get rid of John Kerry. He moved to Martha's Vineyard. But still, where would he stay? On the island of Nantucket. I don't know if I have placed much faith in that rumor, but I'm putting it out there for you.
While visiting the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today, President Biden was overheard saying, "They haven't found out who this guy is yet."
That's a possibility too, you know? Anything is possible with this guy, except doing the right thing.
Kamala Harris, useless moron, capital U, capital M.
You understand what the significance of that is, right? We'll have to play the cut again of her with the French accent.
Holly, I've decided I'm going to start identifying.
Oh, you want to play the cut? The plan, capital T, capital P. You'll hear it in a moment.
With us in government? We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan.
The plan.
Howie, I've decided I'm going to start identifying as non-binary.
Keep going.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, I can't believe these incompetent Rittenhouse prosecutors. Dozens of questions about AR-15s, but not a single one about throwing empty soda cans at the peaceful protesters. I'm outraged as a person suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic soda can disorder. We're going to be fine.
Boy, another blast from the past. You may recall that back in the day, then Governor Small Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, he was from the south side of Chicago, although he quickly made his way to Milton, Mass. To attend Milton Academy, like many of the Kennedys, the lesser Kennedys. And so at some point, somebody said, did you have any, street crime violence problems in the mean streets of the Loop? In the south side? And he said, yeah, once I was walking down the street, someone bounced an empty soda can off my head.
At least he didn't say this cat Leroy Brown tried to rough me up one time.
No, and he didn't invent corn pop or T-bone. He was, you know, in retrospect, as we suffer through the years of Tall Deval as governor, Small Deval as ridiculous as he seemed at the time, does not seem nearly as odious as he once did.
If overreach and out of touch were Olympic sports, the winner's platform would collapse under the weight of Team Biden.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be getting a participation trophy in Team Biden? I can't think of a single person.
The plan with a capital Z and a capital P is freedom with a capital PH and a capital double 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 double.
This is like a greatest hits compendium of the last couple of years here today.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line with all new messages, we post Chop Chumps. Those are the extra messages of the day. We post it around 7 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Chop Chumps. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the words of Albert Einstein. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. In other words, when people don't understand your message, it's not their fault, it's yours.
Z-Plan with a capital Z and a capital P is freedom with a capital PH and a capital WWWW.
To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
We build these charging stations. What happens? Communities build up around them. You get everything from the figurative McDonald's or the Dunkin' Donuts to the drugstore.
He has McDonald's on the brain, doesn't he? I know he mentions Dunkin' Donuts a lot, or Dunkin's, but he mentions McDonald's a lot more. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with two queen-size beds and a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is more culturally inappropriate, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
I'm going to say Joe Biden.
53% say Kamala Harris.
Okay. Again, sacre bleu.
She does claim to be African-American, even though her family's from Jamaica.
Right. Yes. And I believe her family down there, they were slave owners, were they not? Yes.
They were.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go. I just want to read you quickly a column by Mike Royko. He was a veteran. He was a columnist, famous columnist for the Chicago newspapers, sort of Chicago newspapers, and in 1993 he wrote a really great column on Veterans Day. It's more humorous than anything else, but I just like it. I just phoned six friends and asked them what they will be doing on Thursday. They all said the same thing: working. Me too. There is something else we all share. We are all military veterans. And there's a third thing we have in common. We are not employees of the federal government, state government, county government, municipal government, the postal service, the courts, banks, or SNLs, and we don't teach school. If we did, we would be among the many millions of people who will spend Thursday goofing off. which is why it is about time Congress revised the ridiculous terms of Veterans Day as a national holiday. The purpose of Veterans Day is to honor all veterans. So how does this country honor them? By letting the veterans, the majority of whom work in the private sector, spend their day at jobs so they can pay taxes that prevent millions, that permit millions of non-veterans to get paid for doing nothing. So he talks about his friend, Harry, that he probably made him up, but he's a composite. You could composite things back then. So now on Harry says, now on Veterans Day, I get up in the morning and I go down to the office and work. You know what my nephew does? He sleeps in. That's because he works for the state. And do you know what he did during the Vietnam War? He ducked the draft by getting a job teaching at an inner city school. Now, was that a raw deal or what? Again, this was written in 1993. Of course that's a raw deal. So I propose that the members of Congress revise Veterans Day to provide the following. All veterans and only veterans should have the day off from work. It doesn't matter if they were combat heroes or stateside clerk typists. Those veterans who wish to march in parades, make speeches, or listen to speeches can do so. But those who don't, for those who don't, all local gambling laws should be suspended for the day to permit vets to gather in taverns, pull a couple of tables together, and spend the day playing poker, blackjack, craps, drinking, and telling lewd lies about lewd experiences with lewd women. All bar prices are going to be rolled back to enlisted men's club prices. Officers can pay the growing rate, the stiffs. All anti-smoking laws will be suspended for Veterans Day. Anyone caught posing as a veteran will be required to eat a triple portion of chipped beef on toast or spam on the side or spend the day watching a chaplain present a color slide presentation on the horrors of VD. Any politician who defies this ban will be required to spend 12 hours wearing headphones and listening to tapes of President Clinton explaining his deferments. Now deal the cards and pass the tequila. That's a good column. That's from Mike Royko. He did some good work in his day. He wrote a great book about Mayor Daley in Chicago, Boss. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden is staying on Nantucket for Thanksgiving. I work over there, and I have confirmation. He stays with a family, the Sussman family. He's a former ambassador to the United Kingdom.
No relation to the guy who was just indicted, Michael Sussman.
I'm not sure. But, they're all staying at different locations, all the staff. They have a press conference over there. There's going to be a lot of his entourage over there.
Oh, swell.
Yes.
So do you think Kerry and Obama will be coming over from the neighboring island, Lou?
Let's hope not. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I'm going back south, Lou, before this happens. I don't need this. I don't think anybody does, do they?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, it is Dr. Jill and Joe Biden. So the people over there, they roll out the red carpet for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh, God. The white elephant will be packed, I guess, for the holiday. The White Elephant is now open to place in Palm Beach as well. Thanks for that confirmation, Lou. That's unfortunate news, I guess, if you're planning to spend the holiday, Thanksgiving down on the island. 844-500-4242. Here's what Ron DeSantis wants to do as they keep flying in plane loads of illegal aliens into Florida, specifically into Duval County, where a citizen was murdered last week by one of the illegal aliens, 24 years old, claiming to be 17. Cut number 9.
If they're going to come here, you know, we'll provide buses and provide them. I will send them to Delaware and do that. I mean, if he's not going to support the border being secured, then he should be able to have everyone there.
Cut 8. From DeSantis.
If these contractors are being contracted by the federal government and they're imposing problems on us, we had somebody that was murdered by somebody that was brought in by Biden. We should be able to have consequences for those contractors. And your ability to do business in Florida, I think, should absolutely be curtailed based on whether or not you're bringing problems or not bringing problems.
Amen.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. Live from the Matthews
Brothers Studios. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-size beds at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is more culturally inappropriate, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris?
Joe Biden. For a lifetime. It's a lifetime achievement award.
That is true. 47% say Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, now it's time for Weekend Woke. We haven't done it the last couple of weeks, but it's back.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Weekend Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Weekend Woke is here to help.
So at this time, Taylor goes through, the Wizard of Woke goes through and gives us some of the stories that you may find hard to believe as we live in this newly woke world that Joe Biden presides over,
and many,
sort of.
Many of these stories we use for our headlines in the Woker Joke segment on the Grace Curley Show, which takes place at 1:30 on Thursdays usually. We did it yesterday because Grace is off for her wedding. And again, congratulations to Grace and her fiancé, husband-to-be. But we do have a few woke stories to get to in spite of that news. The first is a California high school quiz has students identifying Floridians, Texans, and others of the conservative ilk as complete idiots. I don't know if you saw this screenshot. But it went around the internet a few days ago. The question on the quiz asked the high school students to identify what they define as a group of complete idiots. And it was a multiple choice question. The answers were, the choices you could choose from were KKK, all of Florida, Fox News, or Texans. The teacher, I guess, neglected to include an E, all of the above choice, because that's clearly what he or she was going for. But the high school principal is promising disciplinary action after a controversial history quiz generated accusations that it targeted conservative students. One of the students was smart enough to take a screenshot of the
questions. Good for that kid.
And one of their friends says, I do believe that the intent of the questions on the test were to ridicule students who had conservative beliefs and made them feel bad for feeling that way.
That kid is going to be doxxed and canceled, just like the people who gave money to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund.
Yeah, I mean, if you're forced to choose something like that, obviously the correct answer is KKK, but you're including all of those other you're lumping everybody in together as if those are all conservative movements.
And it's interesting too that the only group that is of that those that is dominated by Democrats would be the KKK.
Right.
But I guess that probably isn't taught in the class.
It's a woke school district in Sacramento, California. But the Whitney High School principal, Justin Cutts, issued a statement saying that Whitney High and Rockland United is committed to providing each student, family, and staff with a safe and welcoming environment. As always, Whitney High School is committed to investigate, blah, 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 blah. He said, while personnel matters will remain confidential, appropriate disciplinary steps will be taken.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. And a few more taxpayers in Sacramento decided to put their homes on the market and move to Florida or Texas.
Here's another story that has to do with the pandemic and one of Howie's favorite subjects, working from home. And this is in Portugal. They've passed all new laws to aid and abet people working at home is pretty much what it comes down to. Gives them more reasons to stay at home. Remote workers in Portugal could see a healthier work-life balance under new labor laws approved by the country's parliament. Under the new rules, employers could face penalties for contacting workers outside of office hours. Companies will also have to help pay for expenses incurred by remote working, such as higher electricity and internet bills.
You know, I can get that story closer to home, Taylor. I just heard in the last couple of days that state workers who are now being told that they have to go back to work, they are filing grievances. I'm not making that up.
Listen,
filing grievances.
You can do the same
amount. I have to go to work to get a paycheck? How dare you?
They can do the same amount of slacking off in the office as they can do at home, minus drive time.
Right. They're reducing their carbon emissions by goofing off at home rather than goofing off at the driving to goof off at the office.
These rules in Portugal will not apply to companies with fewer than 10 employees. Some of the new rules, again, companies can now face fines for contacting workers outside of their normal working hours, the new rules state. So you would be fined, Howie, if you were to email me one of your columns on the Weekend Post. I could surcharge that.
But I thought it didn't apply to employers.
I think if we count up the amount of employees part-time or full-time here at the Howie Carr Radio Network, we could come up with a number about 10 or more.
Whatever number we can come up with, we can get it under 10 if necessary. I mean, why are they passing or considering all these laws that encourage employers to cut down the number of employees? It's like the millionaire's tax that they want to pass. So if you get a tax at a higher level for a certain amount of income, then everybody's going to get under, or almost everybody's going to get under that certain amount of income, and it's the same with the employers.
Employers are also forbidden from monitoring their employees while they work at home. In many companies, I used to work for one where the boss could check in on your computer remotely to see if you were on social media or if you were actually doing work.
Well, that sucks.
But I would also argue in that job, part of my job is to be on social media.
Right.
So boo-hoo for you.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, who was at this point, the lines are blurred on that kind of thing.
Companies must also now contribute to expenses that workers have incurred as a result of switching to remote working. This can include bills for electricity or internet, but not water. Employers can write off these costs.
Who's writing these regulations?
Parliament.
Oh, Parliament. Okay.
And measures to tackle loneliness are also included in the remote working rules. No, they will not pay for a companion to visit you at home.
There's got to be something in there about pets.
Companies are expected to organize face-to-face meetings at least every 2 months. No, there's nothing about pets. But another rule is if you have young kids, parents now have the right to work from home without having to arrange it in advance with their employers.
Oh, great.
Up until their child turns 8 years old. So after they're in school full time for like 3 or 4 years.
And of course, parental leave is probably included for up to 12 years.
V is for vaccine. Sesame Street and CNN team up for a town hall on the coronavirus vaccines. They've done something like this before during the pandemic where they teamed up. I don't know who this is geared toward, because what child of Sesame Street watching age wants to watch something that has the words CNN and town hall? You can't even get most adults to tune in for anything that has the words CNN and town hall, especially if you throw Joe Biden into the mix.
Why do we even need NPR these days? I mean, it was to provide children's program. How many children's networks are there now? And they're all woke. You got the, you know, Nickelodeon, Boom. You got all the Disney channels. Why do you need PBS anymore?
The program was called the ABCs of COVID Vaccines, hosted by Chief Medical Correspondent.
Oh, man, my eyes are glazing over just from hearing the title.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta and journalist Erica Hill opened with 5-year-old monster Rosita excitedly telling her friends how she just got her first dose of the COVID vaccine.
She just got her first dose?
Yes. Well, monsters haven't been eligible up until a few weeks ago, as you know, Howie. This led to scripted questions from 6-year-old Big Bird, who I thought was much, much older than 6, whose Granny Bird wants him to get the shot. Now, this led to an interesting, strange moment. They brought on a special guest, the Surgeon General of the United States, Granny Bird was visibly flustered, as if she had some sort of an interspecies crush on our Surgeon General. Here it is.
Oh, Dr. Sanjay, I have some questions, too.
Sure, Granny Bird. I mean, I know there's lots of parents and guardians with questions around their kids receiving the vaccine. So you know what? Here to help us answer them is the Surgeon General of the United States, Vivek Murthy. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Hi, Granny Bird. How are you?
Hi. Oh, my stars. Hello, Surgeon General.
Little weird.
How about Fatty Bird? Did the Surgeon General tell Fatty Bird to take off a little weight? And he might be less likely to die?
Your plumage is a little too heavy this year. And the woke police hit McDonald's. This is an interesting story.
No, they can't. Joe Biden will step in and stop this.
On the days when you have to pull up to a McDonald's and sit in the parking lot with your child to do their homework when there's virtual learning going on.
The CEO of McDonald's, Chris Kempczinski, has been pounded into making an apology for a text he sent to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot about the shootings in the murder-racked city. Two children were killed at different McDonald's in Chicago over a very short span in April. A 7-year-old Jaslyn Adams was killed in her father's car outside of McDonald's, and 13-year-old Adam Toledo was fatally shot by police a month earlier. His text to Lori Lightfoot read as follows: P.S. Tragic shootings in last week, both at our restaurant yesterday and with Adam Toledo. With both, the parents failed those kids, which I know is something you can't say, even harder to fix. He wrote that text. It somehow became public recently, and he was admonished for it and was criticized of victim shaming and was forced to apologize for saying that.
And by the way, he was defended, I think, in yesterday's Wall Street Journal by Jason Riley, the black columnist. And he said, if we can't talk about these issues, we're never going to even begin to solve them. I mean, you're going to be shamed for speaking obvious truths.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know all the circumstances between the police and Adam Toledo, but didn't he have some sort of a fake gun?
Yeah, he did. He was running away, and I think they have body cams in Chicago, or someone had a picture of it, and he had a gun. He had a gun in his hand when he was shot.
Right.
Like those people in Kenosha.
Right.
I mean, what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah, there are a lot of hardships that those kids, especially in the inner cities, have to go through, but parents have a lot to do with that, and I don't think that's a dangerous truth to be speaking.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. That's it for the Weekend Woke. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. We talk about them all the time. It's just a great way you can listen to what you want, whether it's music or podcasts or anything else, and you don't bother anybody else, and you don't look like a lame-o because there's nothing sticking out of your ears. What have you been listening to on your Raycons lately,
some
Taylor?
Some classic countries, some David Allen Coe, some George Strait, George Jones. I love listening to George Jones on the Raycons.
How about Mo Bandy?
I can't say I've come across Mo Bandy. If I don't recognize any of his, what's one of his big songs?
Hank Williams, You Wrote My Life, or Barstool Mountain.
I don't think I've come across those yet. I'll add them to my playlist.
I once met Mo Bandy on a bus in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
You use that line to pick up chicks?
No, it was a tour. I met Ronnie Millsap that night too.
That's a better pickup line, I think. Hank Williams Jr. is on my, I know you're not too fond of Jr.
Yeah.
Over senior, but I'm more of a junior guy than senior.
Whether you like classic country or hip hop or any other damn thing, Raycons are the way to listen, and you won't be bothering anyone else. Because believe it or not, not everybody loves Barstool Mountain. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away, and you can keep listening for hours. Whatever you're doing, doing a workout, going for a walk, taking it easy, whatever you're doing. The audio quality with Raycons is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium audio brands, except Raycons start at half the price. The new everyday earbuds come from with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds the best with just the right amount of bass, pure mode, podcast listening, blues, instrumental. Wait till you listen to Bandy the Rodeo Clown in the pure mode. Balanced mode for podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, metal, etc. Bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. That's not so big if you're in Branson, Missouri, the bass mode, but it's great if you're elsewhere. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive details up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
The WRKO DAV, Disabled American Veterans Radiothon, is happening all day today. Donate now by calling 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. That's 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. Joining us now on the Radiothon line is Anthony O'Brien, retired Lieutenant Commander of the U.S. Navy SEAL Team 5 during Desert Storm. Thank you for being with us, Lieutenant Commander. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Howie, so much for having the DAV today and doing all you're doing and your entire crew for our veterans. It's an honor to be on with you, and I'm also, of course, a longtime listener and fan of yours.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. Tell us about what the DAV does for veterans across the country.
Oh, good Lord, Howie. How much time do we have? I'll tell you, I'm just so proud to be part of the team in this area. You know our leader, Dan Stacks, incredible. Terry Mate runs our transportation program that I'm very involved with. Commander Will Egan's doing a great job. Yep. But DAV has been doing for decades. We're the only veterans group that's in the VA hospitals and has offices there, doing disability claims as well as doing transportation, helping out so many veterans with critical functions, transportation, healthcare, education. Helping homeless programs, just doing so much, and I'm proud to be a very small member of the team, a small part of the team, but you guys and the help that you're giving us for the Radiothon today, the 5K last week, you've been doing it for years, your whole team, I'm big fans, Kelly Financial, the Financial Exchange, the Cooner Man, I mean, all of you, you're all rock stars, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing for our veterans programs.
Thank you, Anthony. And you know, you're with one of the you were with one of the elite units, but you know, you DAV helps out every veteran from every branch of the service. And you know, as Mike Royko said, whether you're a combat hero or a clerk type of stateside, you can go to DAV, right?
100%. It took the words out of my mouth. My favorite way of saying it, and I say that everywhere, and you know, no one's better on the team than anybody else. We all do our share. I like to say, you know, you could be a typist in Texas. A veteran is a veteran's veteran. We take care of them all. You don't have to be a Medal of Honor or Navy SEAL or any of that kind of thing. You nailed it, as usual. And, you know, we get a lot of thank you for our service. And I got to tell you though, Howie, this is important. You know, look, that's great. And we, you know, in uniform, whether it be in the towns, police, fire, military, of course, thank you for your service. But we couldn't do what we could do as the warriors who do what we do without the support of the patriots who support us. So I say thank you for your support to you and all the patriots that support us.
Thank you, retired Lieutenant Commander Anthony O'Brien from the Navy SEAL Team 5 during Desert Storm. And if you want to give to the Radiothon, 978-632-1985 or go to davma.org. Thank you, Anthony O'Brien. I'm Howie Carr.